Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. Falun Dafa practitioners held a rally in front of the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. on April 11th to commemorate this 27th anniversary of the April 25th appeal and to call for the end of the CCP's persecution. Many lawmakers issued statements to pass legislation to hold the CCP accountable and to condemn the escalating transnational repression. During the rally, practitioner representative Dwayne Harper said the CCP's repression expands outside of China. He gave an example of Shenyang Performing Arts receiving bomb and shooting threats and said that this signaled an escalation of Beijing's transnational repression. He called on the international community to speak out and prevent this persecution from spreading. Several members of Congress who have long focused on human rights issues expressed their views through formal statements. Among them was Representative Chris Smith, co-chair of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, who paid tribute to the practitioners' courage. Mr. Smith stated that he will continue advocating for the passage of the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act of 2025, H.R. 1503, to ensure that human rights concerns remain a central priority in U.S.-China relations.
Indonesia. In advance of World Falun Dafa Day on May 13th, practitioners were invited to introduce Falun Dafa to students and teachers at the Batam State Vocational High School 7 on April 30th. Well known for its IT classes, the institution is one of the leading vocational schools in the region. The event took place on the school's main field at 7 a.m. and concluded at 8:30 a.m. After students, teachers, and staff members assembled on the field, they wished practitioners around the world a happy Falun Dafa Day, followed by group exercises. 10 practitioners demonstrated the exercise movements. An MC provided additional explanation to ensure all participants were able to follow along. The slow and gentle Falun Dafa exercises were accompanied by relaxing exercise music, which created a peaceful and calm atmosphere. The school principal met representatives of Falun Dafa practitioners in her office after the event. She thanked them for sharing the information and issued a certificate of congratulations that commended Falun Dafa.
Italy. To commemorate the 1999 appeal in Beijing, Falun Gong practitioners in various parts of Italy held activities in several historic cities, including Rome, Florence, Genoa, Vicenza, and Naples on April 18th and April 25th. One event took place at a spring flower exhibition that was held at a historic botanical garden in the city of Florence on April 25th. This is a traditional exhibition with a history of more than 170 years, and it continues to be very popular today. Practitioners handed out informational materials and demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises in the beautiful garden. Many people stopped by to learn the movements.
USA. Practitioners in Washington, D.C. gathered on the National Mall on May 2nd to celebrate the upcoming World Falun Dafa Day. Maryland House Speaker Joseline Pina Melnick sent a congratulatory letter to practitioners in celebration of World Falun Dafa Day. Maryland Governor Wes Moore issued a special citation to congratulate Mr. Li Hongzhi on his birthday, which also occurs on May 13th. It stated, "Because of your demonstration of high integrity and ability, we are most pleased to award you the Governor's Citation in appreciation of your outstanding service to the citizens of this state."
Finland. On April 23rd, practitioners staged a quiet protest in front of the Chinese embassy in the city of Helsinki to oppose the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners. On April 25th, events commemorating the 1999 peaceful appeal in China were held simultaneously at the popular Sibelius Park and in the bustling Campi Center. Practitioners offered 3 anti-persecution petitions for people to sign. One was to be submitted to Finland's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. One called for an end to the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting and was to be submitted to the G7+7 countries. And another petition called to end the CCP. 14-year-old Elijah and his friend Sam stopped at a Falun Gong booth on April 11th and then returned on April 25th. They were impressed by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and appalled to hear about the forced organ harvesting taking place in China. They said they have a channel on social media with over 1,000 followers, and they would let more people know about Falun Gong and the persecution. Sam learned the Falun Gong exercises on the spot while his friend Elijah filmed him. They also distributed informative flyers. Sam said, "I want everyone in Campi to know about Falun Gong."
Japan, the 49th Hiroshima Flower Festival opened on May 3rd near the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park and Peace Boulevard. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the dazzling and colorful Grand Flower Parade, performed traditional Chinese musical instruments, and demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises. The Hiroshima Flower Festival is one of the largest celebrations in Japan. The 3-day event draws over 1 million tourists and local residents. More than 7,000 people from 74 different groups participated in the parade this year. The organizer estimated that over 260,000 spectators watched the parade. Onlookers applauded the practitioners' performance and praised Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Many people condemned the CCP's persecution.
USA. To commemorate the 27th anniversary of the April 25th appeal in Beijing, Falun Dafa practitioners held events in Waikiki, Honolulu, Hawaii on April 25th and 26th. They did the exercises, held banners, distributed flyers, and talked with passersby about the 1999 appeal, the CCP's persecution, and its transnational repression. Tourists from across the world were on Kakaloa Avenue in Waikiki. Some quietly watched the videos played on a TV. Some took photos. Others signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution, and some stood with the practitioners. One young man helped distribute flyers to let more people learn about the issue. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises in Chinatown and held posters to draw attention. Many gave practitioners who were holding posters a thumbs up. Some drivers who passed by had hand gestures of mahalo, which in the Hawaiian language means thanks or admiration. Local resident Krista learned the truth about the CCP and signed the petition against organ harvesting without hesitation. Krista said she would write to Hawaii senators to help pass the Falun Gong and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act.
Ukraine. On April 25th, Falun Dafa practitioners held a special event in the capital city of Kyiv to mark the 27th anniversary of the peaceful appeal to the Chinese government in 1999. It took place on the city's busiest street, Krestchatyk, opposite the city administration building. Practitioners did the Falun Dafa exercises and displayed portraits of practitioners who'd been killed by the CCP. Passersby took leaflets with information about Falun Dafa and the persecution. This location has been a regular practice site 7 days a week for 15 years, and many passersby already know the practitioners. One elderly man stops to chat with them every time he walks past. He was surprised by the solemnity of the event, as there were more practitioners than usual and they were all wearing yellow jackets. When he was told about the significance of the April 25th anniversary, he expressed his support and said he hopes the persecution in China ends soon.
Japan. Shenyang New Era Company presented 11 performances in Japan's cities of Hachioji, Kamakura, and Kyoto from April 14th through April 26th. On the opening day of Shenyang's performances in Kamakura, Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te sent a congratulatory message wishing the company great success on its tour through Japan. Many members of the Shenyun audience spoke enthusiastically about the performance they experienced. Among them was Sho Lizumi, a former lead performer of the Who is Ten Bosch Opera Company, who saw the show in Kyoto on April 26th. She said with tears in her eyes, "Everything was so beautiful, the peak of perfection. My soul was cleansed." ArtTube founder Ayami Sacheya saw Shenyun in Kamakura on April 18. She said, "I am filled with emotion. I find it regrettable that such a precious culture was destroyed during the Cultural Revolution, but Shenyun revived it today, which is truly delightful." Ms. Sacheya continued, "Shenyun artists follow the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and continuously improve themselves. This is perhaps the path approaching divinity. I think Shenyun truly demonstrated the beauty of divine beings dancing."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A man in Shenyang City is facing prosecution for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Wang Yujie, 63, was arrested in January after he was followed by police officers. They conducted a raid at his home without a search warrant. His computers, printer, Falun Gong books, and informational materials were confiscated. His wife was forced to sign a list of the confiscated items. The police claimed someone reported Mr. Wang for putting Falun Gong informational materials on car windshields. Prior to his latest ordeal, Mr. Wang had already served 3 labor camp terms. Once he was sentenced to 2 years for filing a criminal complaint against the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, Jiang Zemin, who initiated the persecution in 1999. While Mr. Wang was serving his first labor camp term, his father passed away due to the mental distress. His daughter grew up in fear and was often separated from him due to his repeated detentions. The mental pressure of the persecution also took a toll on his wife's health.
A 64-year-old woman in Harbin City completed a 14-year prison term last November. Ms. Tian Choping was incarcerated because she practices Falun Gong. When she was admitted to prison, Ms. Tian was forced to write a statement to renounce her faith. She felt tremendous shame afterwards. On top of her mental anguish, Ms. Tian faced continued abuse. Throughout the next 2 years, her health declined. Recalling how she had recovered from her neck pain when she began practicing Falun Gong in 1996, Ms. Tian decided to start doing the Falun Gong exercises in prison. She expressed her determination to keep practicing Falun Gong. She then wrote a solemn declaration to nullify the statement she was forced to write to renounce her faith back in 2012. Over the next 10-plus years, she held firm to her faith, and the guards allowed Ms. Tian to do Falun Gong exercises, but kept her under strict management during the last decade of incarceration.
A man in Jilin Province is appealing a 7.5-year illegal prison sentence. He was targeted because he practices Falun Gong. Mr. Leng Jianhui was arrested after the police flagged him for mentioning Falun Gong while chatting with someone on WeChat, a social media platform. They located him through his cell phone and seized him. Several villagers tried to stop the police but were unsuccessful. His home was also ransacked. According to insiders, WeChat is conducting content analysis of both private and public messages and imposing comprehensive automated censorship of any message, image, or video that contains what is deemed sensitive or censored information. Because every WeChat account is linked to the user's cell phone number or ID, the police can track the user and retrieve their account information. The authorities also ordered internet service providers to keep records of their customers' online activities for at least 6 months. In addition to this latest prison term, Mr. Lung has also served two labor camp terms and was twice taken to a brainwashing center.
After serving 5.5 years for practicing her faith in Falun Gong, a woman in Shilan City, Jilin Province, was finally released in January. Due to the abuse she endured in prison, however, she suffers from reduced mental capacity, slow speech, and significantly declined memory. Ms. Wong was arrested in 2020 while she visited a local practitioner. Officers ordered Ms. Wong to renounce Falun Gong. When she refused to comply, they lied to her that her daughter-in-law was divorcing her son because of her faith. The authorities also threatened to fire her son from his job. In addition to the physical torture, Ms. Wong was forced to condemn Falun Gong and its founder in front of others. Ms. Wong also witnessed the torture that other practitioners were subjected to. She observed a woman named Miss Shulina being tied to a bed for 14 days. She had to relieve herself in the bed and was not covered with a blanket. When the police removed the handcuffs and shackles, Ms. Xu was unable to stand.
The art of Jin Shan Ren resonates with viewers in Bulgaria and the U.S. The Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition is a moving collection of oil paintings created by Falun Gong practitioners. Following the traditions of classical painters, these practitioner artists seek to portray the sense of divinity they encounter in their spiritual practice, as well as to raise awareness of the persecution of their faith in China. Jin Shan Ren means truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. These are the guiding principles that practitioners follow and seek to portray in their art. Throughout the month of April, Bulgarian Falun Gong practitioners hosted the exhibition at two locations in the city of Dobrich. One was at the Jordan Yokev 1870 Community Center and the other at the Regional Administration. Both exhibitions were on display until April 30th. The art exhibition caught the attention of regional media outlets in Dobrich, including TV Dobrich, which produced a segment on the Art of Jin Shan Ren exhibition on April 21st, and Podium, an arts and culture website. In the U.S., paintings from the Jin Shan Ren art exhibition were on display at the famous Balboa Park in San Diego, California. This Falun Dafa event, like countless others across the world, was held to commemorate the 27th anniversary of the April 25th, 1999 appeal held in Beijing. About 20 paintings lined both sides of the pedestrian street, forming an open-air gallery. Many people stopped in front of every painting and read its descriptions. Some talked to practitioners to learn more about the persecution. Many people said they were interested in learning how to practice Falun Dafa. Some visitors asked for information about the local practice site and said they wanted to learn the exercises there. Tourists from numerous countries signed the petition to end the CCP's organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners. Many residents from California signed the petition and called for their senators to support the S-4009, Falun Gong and Organ Harvesting Victims Protection Act, which is being reviewed in the Senate.
Shen Yun impresses theatergoers in the Americas and Europe. Shen Yun Performing Arts continued its global tour with performances in Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Czech Republic, France, and the United States during April. In France, seats for performances this year were sold out last year, and added seats also sold out. The performances in Prague, Czech Republic, were attended by Czechs as well as theatergoers from the neighboring countries of Poland, Germany, Austria, Italy, and Denmark. In Brazil, some theatergoers traveled over 300 miles to see a Shen Yun performance. Dancer Hanna Kuchova-Brabordova saw Shen Yun in Prague, Czech Republic, on April 17. She said, "Shen Yun artist skills were the highest I have seen in my life. I come to see Shen Yun every year, and I'm very moved each time." Government finance executive Chantal Sassini saw Shenyun with her daughter in southern France. She highlighted the richness of the vignettes and quality of the troupe, pointing to immense talent, truly a high-quality performance. Ms. Sassini also shared that she experienced a sense of spiritual elevation during the performance. Cybersecurity specialist Eric Bouvan saw Shenyun in New York City on April 12. He said, "It's a 10 out of 10, spectacular. Everything, the dancing, the choreography, the costumes, the music. It's a show that everyone should see, especially the connection with the creator." State Representative Chad Perkins and his wife saw Shenyun in Portland, Maine on April 18th. They drove 2.5 hours from Dover Foxcroft to see the performance. He said it was well worth the trip. Mr. Perkins expressed gratitude to Shenyun's artistic director for what he referred to as the amazing performance. He also thanked the Shenyun company for their courage to stand against communism and revive traditions. Pennsylvania Senator Doug Mastriano saw Shenyun in Philadelphia on April 16. After the performance, the senator presented 8 Pennsylvania Freedom Medals to 8 Shenyun artists who were direct victims of the persecution in China or have family members who have been persecuted. The dance that depicts Falun Dafa practitioners being persecuted in China today for their faith prompted the senator to say that Americans take freedom for granted. Senator Mastriano also shared, "The last song was interesting to me because it talked about how deceptive atheism and evolutionary theory is." He added that everything that the CCP is built upon denies faith, denies God, and denies culture. He explained that the CCP is trying to create a new fake one. Dentist Tullio Del Conte Vallecani and his wife saw Shenyun in Curitiba, Brazil, on April 26th. He said this is an absolutely magnificent performance. Mr. Vallecani said the soprano's performance stood out most for its spiritual message. He added, "I kept thinking while sitting there that our children should really be here watching something like this. Next time we must bring them." Orchestra conductor Oscar Baca saw Shenyun in Monterrey, Mexico on April 24th. He called the performance quite refreshing and added, "The founder is a genius for having the capacity to visualize everything and to be able to express it, execute it, and bring it out to the whole world." Silvia Bazin, Argentinian national radio announcer, saw Shenyun in Buenos Aires, Argentina on April 18th. "I was really struck by everything that is divine," Ms. Bazin said. "It's God communicating with man and all of creation. It was the divine peace that comes from above, which is the deepest thing every human being deserves to receive."
Canadian communities honor Falun Dafa. May 13th is World Falun Dafa Day, and this year marks the 34th year since the introduction of the practice to the public. Elected government officials in Canada issued proclamations and conferred other honors upon Falun Dafa and its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, to show their support. Speeches, official proclamations, parades, various performances, and Falun Dafa flag raisings commemorated the happy festivities in many communities. Throughout the first week of May, events took place at Parliament Hill in Ottawa, in Vancouver, British Columbia, on Vancouver Island in the city of Nanaimo, and in Cornwall, Ontario. Honors were also bestowed on Falun Dafa in the community of Amherstburg, Ontario, on April 30th. Mayor Michael Prue raised the Falun Dafa flag and declared May 13th, 2026, to be Falun Dafa Day in the town. The mayor reported that after last year's flag-raising ceremony, which had taken place for the fourth consecutive year, he received a threatening letter from the Chinese consulate in Toronto, warning him to stop supporting Falun Dafa. As he stood before City Hall with practitioners at this year's event, the mayor exclaimed, "I will continue to support you." Among the events that took place at Nathan Phillips Square in the Greater Toronto Area on May 3rd, practitioners recorded a video greeting to celebrate Master Li's May 13th birthday. Community leaders gave speeches and thanked the practitioners for their contributions. Among them was Sheng Shui, an award-winning writer and global vice chair of the Federation for a Democratic China, who said that Falun Dafa not only benefits practitioners, but also helps China and the world. In the past 27 years, many Chinese people have knowingly or unknowingly become accomplices or victims of the totalitarian Chinese Communist Party. Falun Dafa has become a powerful force around the globe that represents compassion and integrity. She said, Falun Dafa has participated in saving the world. The event was broadcasted live on Ganjing World.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.